Parshas Truma, we speak a little bit about the Tachash. The pasuk a couple of times in Parshas Truma mentions that they would give Truma as the Oros Techashim. They give the Or the Tachash would be a mikzah for the Ohel of the Mishkan. So Rashi says Tachashim is a Minchaya, and the Gemara in Shabbos it's a suffix if it's a Minchaya or Minbehema. But Rashi says Minchaya, there's Midrashim that says Minchaya. Rashi says, "V'lo heso elu l'sha'a." It only was around for a temporary time. V'harbe gavanim hayulo. It had many colors. L'kach matargim sasgana. That's why the targum translates it as sasgana. Shesosu mispar begavanim shalom, because it's sameach in its colors. So that's the Rashi. It has many colors and it was only around for a short time. Before Shem asked, how does Rashi know that the Targum of Saskona is an explanation of the description of the aspects of a Tachash that has a lot of colors? Maybe it could be the actual Targum of the word Tachash, which reminds the Gemara in Shabbos there also. Rav Yosef says that Rav Yosef, who often is the one who's metargim in Shas, says that Saskona is a sasum aspire begvanim shalom. So how do we know that's not the actual targum of the word? And also, why Dafka here is Rashi giving a perush for the targum, which he usually doesn't do? So there's a pshat that where the names of animals come from. So Adam HaRishon gave the names to all the behemoths and chayas, and it was that name forever. And when there was more after Loshon HaKodesh by Dor HaFlogo, when all the different languages came about, so then each animal got its name for that language. Whichever animal was around then got its name in that language. But like Rashi says here, Lo Heso El Losha'a, which the Gemara says is only around for a short time, for a temporary time. So it wasn't around at the time of Dor HaFlaga. If it wasn't around for Dor HaFlaga, then how could it be a Targum of Saskona? Targum means that the word Tachash existed had a Targum. But if the animal wasn't around then it doesn't have a Targum. So if anything, Targum just should have been Metargim Tachash. If there's no Targum for the word, Targum of Tachash should be Tachash. So for that reason, what is the word Saskona? It can't be actually what the Tachash is. It must be that Saskona is not the word Tachash itself, but rather it's a description of the Tachash, that it's Mispa'er B'sas B'gvanim Shalo, that it's Sameach in its colors. Because it definitely is not its name in Lashon Aramis. Now, so with that premise, the Meforshim here, the Meforshim on Rashi, the Gur Aryeh, the Mizrahi, and also the Marshal and the Sugya and Shabbos, Daf Chav Ches, which is the main Sugya that discusses Tachash, they all ask, it's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says, V'analech Tachash, that for the Arboim Shonam B'Midbar, Klai Yisrael wore Tachash, were Tachash as for their shoes. There was Menolim, their shoes were for all 40 years were Tachash. So it's a stira lechora. Shtei and Rashi here in the Gemara that Tachash was only around l'shaw, but mitzad sheni, there's unlike Tachash, they had the Tachash beyond what seems like it was just for l'shaw. Seems like it was just made for the purpose of the Mishkan. We're saying no, it was around for all 40 years.
Once they made the shoes, though, they had them. I mean, if they just made them at that time.
If it was just created for the Mishkan,
so the Mishkan is in the Shah. That's when it came into the world. So they made shoes.
So Lemaisa, the Gemara in Shabbos says Lashon Nignazu. Lashon Nifl Lashon Nignazu. I don't know if that's Lashon Gemara in Shabbos or the Medrash, but Lashon is it was created then, and it was it went to Gneza then as well.
But they were able to use it.
Meaning they kept it. I mean, they made it for years.
They harvested tons of it or whatever.
Right. So all of them, unfortunately, do take an approach like that. I think the Gur Aryeh says that, and Marshall's like the Gur Aryeh, and Mizrahi has a different nusach, but yes, that really whether they made from it for all 40 years or it was even around for all 40 years, and Lasha'a means for Dor HaMidbar but no other time. That is an approach. However, the Mizrahi here says that the truth is that there was two Tachashes. There was one Tachash which was Davka Bimei Moshe Legab. There was one that was for the Mishkan, and that's the one that we're talking about here, which was Lasha'a, and it had a lot of colors, and it was Tahor, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that was Tahor. And then there's another one which was Tameh, and that was the one which they used for the Tachash, for the shoes, that was for 40 years.
And it also have lots of colors?
Tol Ilan, yes, it also had a lot of colors, because, and where he's coming from is because the Gemara in Shabbos is trying to figure out if the Tachash is Tahor or Tameh. And the Gemara says that, the Gemara first says maybe it's Tameh, because the Gemara thinks, quotes a Braisa, that it sounds like it's actually an animal called the Tola Elon, which is a Tameh animal which had a lot of colors. The Gemara says no, it's not really a Tola Elon, it's just like a Tola Elon that has a lot of colors, but the Tachash is really Tahor. So the Mizrahi understood that the Tachash which was around for all Arbaim Shana, it really was a Tola Elon for all intents and purposes. It was a Behemoth Meya, and it had a lot of colors.
So there's one way. Shoes.
I'm sorry?
They wore colorful shoes.
They wore colorful shoes, I guess. Okay. Now, also, you have to know if there were two Tachashes, so could we say the Pshat that we said originally in the Rashi? That the Targum Masasgona, the reason why it's not the Targum of the word is because since this Tachash was not around, Bimei Dor HaFloga, then there is no Targum for the word. So now we're saying there really were two Tachashes. So this one, which was Tameh, is the one they used for all 40 years. There's no reason to say it's limited for the 40 years. It could be that this Tola Elon Lechora was around forever. I'm saying there's no reason to say it's limited. So if it was around forever, then Lechora, you could have said, the Targum of Tachash could have been Tola Elon.
It's a different animal.
It's a different animal. Right, we don't, you can say either way, Lechora, I'm not sure. Because, meaning, they both have a lot of colors, one's Tahor, one's Tameh. So the Mizrahi doesn't explain what the difference is. He only explains the difference is one's Tahor and one's Tameh. And Lechora, whatever the difference is, would be a nafgamina over if you could say this Pshat and Rashi or not. The Hainu, if it's really the same animal, then Lechora we lose our Pshat and Rashi. And you could have said that Rashi, then the Kasha comes back. Why didn't the Targum metargam it like the Tachash Tameh? But if it's Taka, different Behema, then there's no reason that the Tachash should have been Meturgum as the Behemoth Meya. So that's what we have. Now, this Mizrahi, so Achronim discussed that it's Nogeya Lamaisa, meaning this question of how do we miyashev the Gemara that in the Midrashim that the Tachash was only around Lasha'a, how do we miyashev that with the Pasuk that Analech Tachash, that the Tachash was around for longer, and we said either there was only one Tachash Li'olam, and either they made shoes for it for 40 years, or Lasha'a means that it lasted for 40 years, or do we say there was two Tachashes, one Tameh, one Tachor, there's enough Mila Halacha. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Beis says that you don't do Chalitza with an olive pishdon, because the Pasuk says, V'analech Tachash. Fret the Gemara Kasha, maybe Chalitza should only be kosher with a Tachash and not any other min. Okay, only with a colorful shoe, right? Nothing else. Gemara says na'al na'al riba, that there's a riba from the word na'al, and na'al is marbe any kind of ore, any kind of shoe that's of ore, but it's lemute pishton. Okay, so ein, that's how the Gemara knows ein cholzim be sandal shall pishton, because v'analech tachash, and it's not lav davka tachash, but any na'al which is ore. So comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam over there says, Lefize, that Lefize, you cannot do chalitza with a behema temeya. Okay, so keep cheshbon here. You can't do chalitza with a behema temeya, because since the Gemara in Shabbos says that the Tachash was a behemoth tahora. And here in Yevamos we're darshaning the pasuk of Analech Tachash, and there we're being marbet not just Tachash, any minol shall or. We're getting it from the pasuk of Analech Tachash, and Tachash behemoth tahora. So chalitza can only be with a behemoth tahora. So.
But then it's not any.
Oh, so Bishlomo, like the Meforshim, that the Gemara and Shabbos of the Tachash behemoth tahora is the same Na'al that we're talking about from Vanalech Tachash, that the one which was Tahor Bimei Moshe was the same one which they used as a shoe for all 40 years, the Seder, this Pazuk Vanalech Tachash, and the Hanami, is behemoth tahora. But like the Mizrahi, that said, that the Tachash of the Mishkan, which was Tahor to use as the Kisoy for the Ohel, that was only the Shah. But the one of Analech Tachash for 40 years, that was really a Talu Ilam, which is the name of Behemoth Temeya. Adarab, if anything you see from the Pasuk of Analech Tachash, that you could use even the Orab Shal Behemoth Temeya for Chalitza. And Rabbi Kiv Eger there in Gein HaShas says, Ayin Ru'aim Parshas Truma, Lachora, what he's trying to be Me'orer is that this Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam will not work like the Mizrahi. So to say it again one more time, Rabbeinu Tam understood that for Chalitza you need a Or from Behemoth Tahora because of the Pasuk of Analech. Tachash is what we're darshaning in Yevamos, and Tachash is Behemoth Tahora. The problem is that the Mizrahi says the Tachash of the Gemara in Shabbos, which we know is the Behemoth Tahora, which the Gemara proves there is Behemoth Tahora, that Behema is not going to be the same Behema as the Pasuk of Analech Tachash, and the Mizrahi understood Analech Tachash, the one which was Ladoros, is really a Tala Elon, and that's a Behema Temeya. So if anything, you should see that from that for Chalitza, even or from Behema Temeya, should be Kasher. That is the issue. Now, L'chor, you could be miyashiv, that very nice the Gemara says that the Tachash Bimei Moshe has to be Tahor. How did the Mizrahi know that the Tachash of Analech Tachash was Tameh? So all he seems to say is, like, the fallback option of what is this other Tachash going to be like? Well, the Gemara thought to compare it to Tala Elon, because they both have a lot of colors, so maybe the other Tachash that existed for a longer time, maybe that Tachash was Tala Elon, which was Tameh. But there's no Hechrach, it doesn't have to be. So, L'chora Stamazoi, how did the Mizrahi know that the other Tachash was a Behemoth Tameya? So, I saw that the Chasam Sofer in the Sugya in Shabbos there quotes the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin, Samech Gimel, says that since it's known that there are more Behemoth Temeyas than Behemoth Tahoros, so the Torah listed all the Behemoth Tahoros, and everything else will be Tameh. Now, in that list, you don't have Tachash, okay? So, from the Gemara in Shabbos that a Tachash is a Behemoth Tahora, that's not Shver. You know why? Because Lamai Nafkamina. That Tachash was only around L'shaal. So why should the Torah list these are the Behemoth Tahoros if it's only around L'shaal? But what about this other Tachash, which we know was around at least for all of Dor HaMidbar, and we're assuming that it was around longer, according to the Mizrahi at least, that there was two Tachashes, and this one was the Tala Elon, and there's no reason to think that it was only around for 40 years. So why is it not listed in the list of the Behemoth Tahoros? It must be that this other Tachash is a Behemoth Temeya. From the fact that the second Tachash is not in the list of Behemoth Tahoros, it must be that the one of L'sha'ah, which is Taka Tahor, there's no Kasha, because that doesn't need to be in the list. But the Tachash, which is around L'doros, according to the Mizrahi, the Tala Elon, why is it not on the list? It must be it's Behemoth Temeya. So Lefiza, the Mizrahi, I don't remember if Chasam Sofer is saying this in the Mizrahi, but if this is true that the other Tachash is Taka Tameh, so the Re'im Mizrahi had a Hechrach that the other Tachash was Tameh, and again, our Kasha that he doesn't shtim with Rebbeinu Tam is Taka Shver. So that's one approach about what the Mizrahi meant, and we're still stuck with L'chora, if the other Tachash was Tameh, so how is Rebbeinu Tam I mean, l'chora, this Rabbeinu Tam is against the Mizrahi. Meaning, how can the Mizrahi say the other Tachash was Tameh? You see, Rabbeinu Tam learned the Pasuk, going to like Tachash, l'chora, like the other Mefarshim, that this one of Arba'im Shana was the one which was Tahor. However, there is a different Mahalach in the Mizrahi. In Shuvah's Beis Yaakov, Simen Mem Aleph, he says, the Tachash that was L'sha'a was Taka Tahor. The one L'doros, he says, we don't know. Even though the Mizrahi says it's like the Tala Ilon, which is this other behemoth, which is Hameh, he wants to be Madchik in the Mizrahi and say that really what the Mizrahi meant is we don't know for sure that was Tahar. It wasn't used for the Mishkan, so it didn't need to be Tahar. I mean, we're assuming, again, that there's a reason why the one Lashah for the Mishkan, the Gemara says that you need the Gemara Zatzad, Efer L'maskanot, that for a Kisoy, for the Ohel, it needs to be Tahar. But the one Lidoros, like we said before, we don't know that it has to be Tameh or Tahar. It's like a Tala Ilon. Does it have to be a Tala Ilon which Tameh? It doesn't have to be. So all the Mizrahi meant is the Tachash L'sha'a was Taka Tahar. The other Tachash may have been Tameh. Okay? The Mizrahi says it was Tameh, but we're saying it may have been Tameh. It's a Dochek. Ayin Sham Alash Mizrahi, it's Dochek. But, in Lefizeh, that the one L'sha'a was Tahar and the one L'doros was a Suffolk what it was. So now let's go back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that you need a minol, you need or from behemoth tahora, because the pasuk says vanalech tachash. What does he mean to say? Lefi the cheshman of the Mizrahi, the pasuk of vanalech tachash is referring to the tachash ledoros, and since we don't know if that tachash is tahor or tameh, and it's a suffik, so al tzad hayoser tov, al tzad lahachmer, you have to always use a minol of a behema tahora. So basically, the way he's just miyashev Mizrahi with Rabbeinu Tam is that we don't know what this tachash ledoros is. It could be tahor, it could be tameh. So the Mizrahi was saying efshar it's tameh, and the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, well, efshar it's tahor. So since efshar it's tahor, you have to use a minol of behemoth tahora. It's dochek also because Rabbeinu Tam there quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that tachash was tahor. L'chor, there's no shaychus. I mean, we're talking here about a different tachash. We're talking about tachash ledoros, which is not the one of l'sha'a. So this whole pshat l'chor is very dochek, and the ikar is that just tahora is Rabbeinu Tam and the Mizrahi don't seem to shtim. It'll be a raya for the pshat that the Tachash L'sha'a in Echanami is the same Tachash in the Pasuk of Analech Tachash, whether it's that they made shoes from the ones that came about then and it lasted 40 years, whether it be that L'sha'a meant for all 40 years, because, you know, there's different L'shonos of Lo Nivra, that it was only Bimei Moshe, it was only Bimei Sha'a. If the L'shon is that the Tachash was only around Bimei Moshe, so you can say that's what it meant. It meant it was around for 40 years. Even without having, you don't even have to say it was just for that Sha'a and they made it for 40 years. The kids are this different Mahalchim over how you can say that the Tachash lasted for such a long time. Just on the side, the Baal HaTurim in Perech Chavav, Pasuk Yud Daled, gives a gematria for there comes up again Oros Tachashim, and his says the gematria of Tachash is Sheish Gevanim, because in terms of how many colors it had, so usually it just says Harbe Gevanim, how you look, the Sermon Judgment says there was six Gevanim, it had six colors. So gematria of Tachash is Tachash Sheish Gevanim. But I saw that B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that Esher the Baal term didn't mean Sheish Gevanim, Esher the way you read it is Sus Gevanim. Like Rashi says that the Saskona is sus umspire big vanim shalom. Maybe the Baal Torah didn't mean the gematria is it had six colors. Maybe he meant the gematria is that it is sameach in its colors.
When you say sus
big vanim, well, the gematria only works with the sheish gevanim.
That's true. That's
not
the gematria.
So, no, if it's because then you're off by two if you say big vanim.
Yeah, going off by one, right? So, and there's only one vav in gevanim also. Whatever, however, I don't know.
That works. You're alive.
Take away one vav.
You take away one, then you get two, then you stop it.
It could be up by two the other way, but these are two words. If you use the colon, the words, but it would be the wrong way.
If you use
if the bays would be in Tachash, it could work because there's two words.
There's no bays in Tachash.
No, I'm saying if the extra bays are in Tachash, it could be off by two.
Yeah.
Because you have two words.
Okay, yeah.
But it's normal.
Remember, there's a shesh gavona, man. The question is the shesh sauce.
So that's what, I mean, maybe you mentioned that. That's what sas gavona would mean, no? That's what Rashi's saying?
What?
Sas gavona.
Shesh
sauce. Yeah, Rashi means shesh sauce. That's what Rashi, Pashup Shan Rashi. Shesh sauce, Misbar Begwanam Shalom.
Yeah,
no, there's no way you read Rashi the way of Sheish.
No. I think that's the breakdown of the word. That's where the word of Aramaic comes
from. Sasgona, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
have. Oh, okay. No, Sasgavona, sorry.
Yeah.
Sasgavona, Shesos Begvonim. Maybe the other medrash that says there are six colors could maybe also gather from the Targum of Sas is also Sheish, Efsher. Now. Also, if you're interested in the Chasam Sofer and Shabbos, Daf Chav Ches, there's a lot of the things we're discussing now are also there. Now, in terms of what a Tachash is, so, and there's been a lot written about this in both secular and also in Kodesh writings, dating back hundreds of years, and the Gemara says, so just a few things about this. We already said it has a lot of colors. The Gemara in Chav Ches and Beis and Shabbos says, Keren Achas Hayab Mitzcho. It has one horn on its forehead. Okay? So that's where the idea of a unicorn, right? Colors and one horn. So, one thing I saw is in Chulin, there's some stiras in Lashonos and Chulin that New Testament Beis Daf Samech. One time, let me go back a step. Before Chulin, we have, in terms of the Mefarshim here, Ibn Ezra says that it's a type of a shore, with I believe it said that there's thick skin, and then there's another pshat that it's a tayash with thick wool. Now, there's a Yerushalmi that says that it equates, there's different days over what it is. One day in Yerushalmi even says that it never really existed Bechlal, and it's just Tachash, it's just a reference to its colors, but not that it's from an animal called the Tachash. But there's this different day that in the Yerushalmi that the Tachash is, I forgot the name of the animal. And that's it comes up in Chulin there also, something with a kuf. And that animal is a type of a deer. So, and Mefarshim talk, is that cholik on the Bavli with the Karen Achas Mitzchah or not? Has it all worked together? Hadim Yashiv, everything biyachad. So, now over the Chulin, some Lashonos in Chulin about this other behemoth that the Yerushalmi says is also a Tachash. The Gemara in Chulin says about that animal that it has, sometimes it says that it has two, one time there's a lashon of Karen Achas, and one time there's a lashon of Karnav. So the Gemara seems to be going back and forth that this other animal has two horns or one horn. So the Marm Shif and the Tiferes Yaakov, Haronim on Chulin, over there, they're bothered. If you're telling me this, according to you, you're telling me this animal's Tachash. And the Gemara says about Tachash that it has one horn. And now you tell me this animal has two horns. It says one horn, two horns, what's going on? So they both say, Pshat is, that really, the Tachash and this other behemoth, they both have multiple horns where the horn should be. The Keren Achas Mitzcho is an addition to the other horns. In which case you are now limiting your options over which animal this is.
It's not a unicorn anymore.
Doesn't sound like it's a unicorn.
Rhinoceros
has
triceratops.
Right, so this is certain different options. And the sefer that everyone uses when they learn Eilat Shreifos and Chulin, called the Sichas Chulin, with all the pictures, you know, brown sefer. So he has a whole discussion about it there.
Picture?
Doesn't have pictures of the animals, but he talks about it, and he goes with the approach of a giraffe.
Does a giraffe have one thing? No, it has two.
Huh?
A giraffe has two things.
It's like weird thingies.
Right, it's weird thingies on the by the back and one on the forehead. So, but it would be funny that the Gemara would describe this animal and mention its colors, which first of all, is not many colors, and would not mention anything about its height. And furthermore, what does it mean that it was Lefi Sha'a? We still have it now. So that he tries to explain that it was Lefi Sha'a in the Midbar. There's different places where that it could be. It was gathered.
This is the actual...
Yeah, it's going... If you put together the Yerushalmi with that, the Tachash is this other animal. Keresh, I forgot. Not Keresh. It's other word. Then it's Keren Achas B'mitzcho V'shtei Kranos... You know, the Zayvus had Berosha. So, and what does it mean? Lefi Sha'a Nivru Lefi Sha'a. If the different lashonos, if it was that, it came to Moshe Lefi Sha'a. So that could be that. Usually, you don't find it in Mitzrayim, or I'm sorry, you don't find it in the Midbar rather, it happened to him once. It came upon him there. If it's Lefi Sha'a Nivru. It's not, if that's the lashon, one of the midrashim of Yishal Nivru,
it's not mashma.
So, Dayan Sarachi on what this animal is, and was Harbe Dibru Baze. Okay, we'll stop here. Huh?